But on to our next storyteller, Justin Roberts. I would just personally like to point out, for those who know Justin, just the dynamics of how this stage is set up. Now we have this bro line over here, and then all these ladies and Justin. And I just kind of think it's poetic. So, Justin Roberts.
Hi, everybody. So I don't really know if this is really a story about karma as much as it is about me getting what I deserved. But I'm going to tell it anyway. This story started about 8 years ago, where I was at a birthday party for my friend Alex. And we all spent the night at Alex's house. And the next morning, we all got up. And our friend Butch, he was this really generous, nice guy who was willing to do anything for anybody. He's an Eagle Scout. He offers to get us all coffee. And so we all give him our orders, cappuccinos, lattes, whatever we wanted. And he goes off to get us coffee at Nusagaya. And we thought this is just the perfect time to go toilet paper Butch's house. So while Butch is off getting his coffee, we run over to his house and we toilet paper it. And then we run back and get back just in time for Butch to walk in carrying the trays of coffee for all of us, which was really nice of him. So this started a string of about 5 or 6 years of retaliatory pranks. And they all were really good-natured, but they kind of built upon each other. So a couple years after this, we're all on an island. There's about 6 of us from Anchorage that are on an island in Micronesia, and I'm in Palau helping Alex and Sarah build a house. And actually, I was mostly in a hammock most of that time, but other people were actually doing building. And so so every time somebody would show up on the island, there would be some elaborate prank that we would throw on them. So one woman, this New York lawyer, shows up on the island, and they had managed to get her brother put into a Palauan jail and convinced her that she needed to break her brother out of jail, get him out of jail. When Butch showed up on the island, they had this guy come up to him in the airport, and they said, hey, he walks up to Butch in the airport and he says, hey, you must be Butch. I'm friends with Alex and Sarah. These are, they're actually not going to be able to meet you here today, but these are the keys to their car. It's in the parking lot. It's a white sedan, and actually there are keys on how to get, there's a map and directions on how to get to their house, but I actually have to run too. So I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you, and I'll see you tonight. So Butch gets his luggage. He then walks into the parking lot, and there are 100 white sedans. So they then sit over in the corner and watch Butch trying the key on all of these white sedans until he can find the right way. Butch, by the way, owned Pop-a-Lock up here at one point, so he was trying to figure out how the key matched the car as he was going around. About 2 weeks after this, Alex and Sarah left the island, and they left their rental car in the parking lot at the airport. And when they came back, their rental car was on blocks. There were no tires anymore. It was sitting on concrete blocks in the airport parking lot. So when I showed up on the island, they told me that we actually weren't going to go to the building site. The plans had changed, and we were going to go to a 10-day thatch roof workshop. And so I'd been traveling for 20 hours or something, and they tell me I need to get on this school bus that's parked out in the parking lot. So I get all my stuff, and I get onto the school bus, and it's 100 degrees in there. I don't even know how long I was sitting in the school bus before they finally told me that we actually weren't doing the thatch roof workshop, and that I was on some sort of Japanese tourist bus. So then, about 6 months later, Alex and Sarah moved back to Anchorage, and we decided that it was time to up the ante a little bit. So we talked to their landlord and asked if it was possible to get access to their house, and like any good landlord, he said, sure, whatever you want to do. So we spent about 6 hours in their house that day decorating various things. And at about 2:30 that morning, Alex and Sarah get back from 24 hours of travel. It's 2:30 in the morning. And the first thing that happens when they open the front door is 1,000 ball bearings fall from the ceiling on their heads. We'd stuck a box of ball bearings above the door with a rope that came down to the doorknob. So when they opened the door, it fell down. They were little tiny ball bearings. And then we had a row of balloons. We'd filled the entire entryway with balloons. We'd strung the living room with fishing wire and toilet papered the living room. In the in the kitchen, they had those fluorescent lights with the panel, and so we'd taken the fluorescent lights out, and then we'd poured ball bearings into the panel, so when they changed the lights out, they fell on the ground. So we also went into the bathroom, and I don't even know how much of this we had, but we filled the entire bathtub with wood chips, and we covered it with AstroTurf, and then we stuck lawn ornaments into the AstroTurf, those little pinwheel things. So the landlords throughout this kept encouraging us to go even further, and so we had this little packet of itching powder, and they thought it would be really funny to put the itching powder in the dryer, so when they came back and washed all their clothes would itch, which we thought went a little far, but we left the empty packet of itching powder on the ground and let them use their own imagination. The landlords also thought it'd be really funny to take, there's this little tiny door in the bedroom that's like in a utility access, and they thought it'd be really funny if we put a dead fish in there. Which, these were the landlords, they owned this place. But we also thought that went a little too far. So the next few days I kept expecting there was gonna be some retaliation, and it never came. And weeks went by, months went by, no retaliation, lots of opportunities. And so a year later, they went on vacation again. We thought, okay, this is another good opportunity to get the landlords to let us into the apartment. So we got the landlords to let us in again, and we bought this 8-foot-tall blow-up snowman and a bunch of Christmas decorations, and we got all this fake snow, but it wasn't that fake snow that's like cottony stuff that you set on a counter. It was that little styrofoam pieces that when you pour on like couches and chairs and carpets does not really come up. So they got back and they tried to vacuum it and they tried to sweep it and they had to just pick it up individual piece by piece. And they weren't very happy. So I knew that there was gonna be some consequence to this. So this is where it gets to karma. So I then went on vacation. And when I came back, my roommate picked me up at the airport and he drove me home. And this should have been the first sign, but my desk lamp was in our garage. I wasn't sure what I asked him about it, and he said that they needed extra lighting for waxing skis or something like that. So then I went into my bedroom, and there was nothing in my bedroom. There was no bed, there was no dresser, no desk, no. The closet was completely empty except for a goldfish in a goldfish bowl sitting in the middle of the room. So I asked my roommate about this, and he claimed that he had no idea what was going on, and so I then, which was probably a good choice on his part. And so then I called Alex thinking, okay, this has got to be Alex. And it went to voicemail. And it went to voicemail for the next 2 days. And then finally I get this message saying, you need to go to this intersection about a mile away. And everything that I owned was in a cargo van. And they'd basically put everything I owned into a cargo van, driven it a mile away, and then gone to Talkeetna for the weekend. So the place where this gets to karma, I think, is there were four of us that were involved in the snow incident, and I'm still the only one who's had any karmic retribution at this point. So I think there are a lot of people out there who may have gotten a little, think that they're safe, and I think the next time you guys have one of these karma episodes, you might want to call Kelly or Butch or Jason Brandeis.